The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network. VSiN.com, the VSiN app. That's VSiN.com, by the way, the VSiN app. Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It's all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Kelly, pro tip of the hour last hour. We didn't get to that. We are contractually obligated for the pro tip, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, so do we sign a contract on that?
Well, no, but you know.
Listen, there was ever a day to have this specific pro tip, this would be that day, in my humble opinion. Before betting NFL standalone games, you should be asking yourself whether or not you'd make that same bet if it were in the center of a full Sunday early card. If this Bears-Commanders game was in the middle of a 10 a.m. window Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, would you actually make a pre-flop bet on it? Maybe if you're, you know, that sage like Kelly Bidlin and got ahead of the total, maybe that's one thing. But if you have no bet on it right now, shouldn't you just wait for a couple of drives maybe? Maybe bet it in-game instead? Maybe not bet it at all. You know you have that option. That's your best option as a bettor. That's what you should always keep in mind with games like this tonight. And the Commanders and the Bears triggers that pro tip of the hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show. That means at least 20 every day. They're all available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. And ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. Here we go. Oh,
so cool.
One, two, three, four. That's hot, man.
That's cool.
How you doing, Billy?
I just walked in here. I told you really don't have nothing prepared, but I just opened the iPad.
Yeah.
And I see a 1.5 on tonight's game. So I just let me go see. I see at one shop in town.
Mm-hmm.
Just pick them everywhere.
1.5 in favor of the Bears.
Yes. Washington's -1.5 at Circa.
Oh, Washington's -1.5.
Washington's 1.5 at Circa. DraftKings has -1. Everyone else is pick them. I don't see a different line anywhere. Well, I just said, let me. Just to see, listen, I'm really down on teasers, so I really don't play a lot of teasers no more.
But let me just see. Been a bad Stanford Wong teaser year.
What a 6-point teaser is on Chicago, and I won't play it. I won't play it because it's 125. I grew up on a many places that had 6-point even teasers. So I grew up 6-point even, 6.5 point, 110. 7.120. I used to lay 115. There was two shops I laid 115 on a 7-point teaser back when I first started. Listen, 110 I'll lay. I'm not laying 120. And I'm sorry, Circa, I'm not laying 125. So I just
they're not even the worst.
No, I know that. Yeah. No, I know. And listen, we always praise Circa. We talk about the good things, talk about the bad things. I'm not laying $1.25 on a teaser. By the way, the whole town's probably $1.25. This is not just a single amount, just because I noticed they were the only 1.5 in town. You know, there used to be something called a pinnacle lien. I wrote an article about it. I wrote an article about this, you're not going to, 20 years ago, maybe more, maybe 21 years ago when I was writing for a website. And it was just so cool how that last number, where that the last 20 minutes, whatever they were begging for, in a matter of words, they were right to beg for that side because that side was the loser.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, it's not over. This is not every time. It's not 60% of the times. But I'll tell you, the first three shops I have on my screen is I have Chris and I have Circa. And, yes, I will have that. You can just go to pinnacle.com and see their lines. Anyone can do it for free. So someone has pointed something out to me in the NFL this year. And I believe him. He's a very trustworthy source. Through 5 weeks, 61% on every NFL game, the last 20 minutes, like I talked about years ago. And he sent me this ridiculous spreadsheet. I'm not even looking at it. But using those three sources, though, and the perfect, this is when it started, was with the Raiders game the other night. Kansas City Chiefs, Circa, Chris, and Pinnacle, all -7 reduced use. -7 even, -7, -05, -7, -06. They were all, asking, no one else was really asking. They were asking for Kansas City money.
The Pinnacle lien, we've talked about this before on the show, again, for those who are new to the show. Pinnacle lien was something that I don't know, 20, as you said, 20 years ago, I always bring this up, I was reared on the Pinnacle newsletter, which was written, the name that was written, you know, given attributed to was Simon Noble.
Oh, yeah, Simon.
Now, Elihu Foystel tells me that he was the ghostwriter for that, and I believe him.
He was a real guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. And so, by the way, Elihu Foystel was Justin Seven as well. And it's, anyways, it was just such a great thing to be reared on in sports betting because it helped you understand it in a way that you never otherwise would have, right? There was no other place that gave you these kinds of insights. Now, there are those who would say, right, other bookmakers would tell you, I won't name any names, would tell you, oh, you know what Pinnacle loves? They love Pinnacle, right? And so they're promoting themselves in that way. There's some truth to that as well, right?
Sure.
But the Pinnacle Lean was really a real thing. It was about as tried and true as anything.
It was, and Simon was a real guy. Simon worked for Intertops back in the 90s, a place over in England, I think it was. And then he went for Pinnacle. You wonder what happens to guys like that. Because he was very intelligent. He always wrote good articles, marketing guy. And there was a lot of them back in the industry then. You wonder what happened to all those type of guys, though. But Pinnacle is not the shop it used to be. Your friend E kind of gets upset at me when I said that. Grabbed me to the side, put me against the wall. It's okay. It's not a big deal. And he's like, crack, why are you so tough on Pinnacle? You know, I have my own reasons, too. You know, but you know, they just not the same shop. But the guys that owned them, the three wise men that owned Pinnacle.
Yeah, it's a different day.
They all got arrested, and they got a slap on the wrist after paying people off. Not paying people off, you know, paying their fines and paying, you know, it's all about the money in the end. Everyone, they just want the money. So it's a very public thing. You know, one can read about it.
Besides teaser prices, give me another thing that, like, over time – you're so reared on it that you just refuse to buckle and do what they ask
probably
you to do.
Probably not buying points no more like I used to. Now, not only because of the sports books. Listen, if a sports book's letting you buy points, it's probably a bad bet. It's probably a bad negative EV bet, even though you think it may be good. Even on the 3 or the 7, not worth what they used to be in the old days. Sports books are charging even more now because – they say, oh, well, people think the 3 and the 7 so much more than it is. They're not even going to charge $1.20 extra. They're going to charge $1.25 extra on the 7. On the 3, they'll charge $1.30 extra. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's overblown. I don't think there's not too many shops that's – I probably can't name one. Unless you're dealing with a local guy who's just doesn't know any better and says, give you 10 cents on everything and move from 3 to 3.5 for $1.20 altogether.
Doesn't know any better or is too lazy to care.
Too lazy to care. Don't know any better.
That's right.
You know, but you got to be careful with guys like that because that means they don't know to pay you either. You know, you can walk into any poker room here in town and you could find, that's right, in Vegas, and you could find a bookmaker. And that's unbelievable. If they're booking in Vegas, think about it. They're booking people in Vegas. They're either going to get people that are stiffs, slow pays, or no pays. I mean, you got Sportsbook right 30 feet from you, but yeah, I'm booking games right here.
What Spanky was just tweeting about this, I think it was this past week or the week before. I'll get this wrong, I'm sure. But I think he's like, he found an out where the guy just like kept
newspaper.
He got his line still today,
right.
2022.
Yeah.
Got his lines from the newspaper, just threw it out there and never adjusted.
When I was a kid, and maybe this happened to you when you lived back home.
Yeah.
I was 17 years old. So 30 plus years ago, I'm asking, you know, the bookmaker, I'm betting sports, and there was no internet. There was no, you used to call up back then in New York, you used to call up and say, times, give me 10 times. 10 times was $50. Every time was equal to $5. So supposedly they thought that was going to save them from the law. So you call up and you say, all right, what's the line on the Jet game? The Jets are +7. Yeah, but in the New York Post, it's +7.5. Bet it with the New York Post, he used to say.
Yes, bet it with
That's what
Post.
He used to say to
call
me.
Call it the Post.
Bet it with the paper. So isn't that, you know, for people that don't know, I think, listen, the listener and viewership here is very schooled. But for people that don't know, years ago compared to now, betting is done on, if you're betting with a local guy in far off places, you're betting with a PPH, pay per head site.
Yep.
Matter of fact, on Don Best, there's not one, there's two of them. There's a pay per head and there's a PPH line set on there, which controls a lot of the offshore sports books. So what people do now, they just bet with a local site. There's no more people calling on the phone asking, a guy in a candy store with a cigar and a wife beater t-shirt what the line is. That doesn't happen no more. So that's the new way of betting sports with your local people. Not, you know, outside of Las Vegas, I'm sure it happens more. But it's amazing. People that come in from all over the United States, all over the world even, they are bookmakers. They come into town, come into Vegas. They sit down in a poker game, and they say they're a bookmaker back home, whether it be Oklahoma, Texas. Texas is full of bookmakers. California, people will be shocked by this. California, probably the number one state in this nation.
Who are you telling?
That I'm going to go further.
Yeah.
That are scared of anyone with a pulse. The California bookmaker, I know some of the guys playing in the biggest games, you know, with the Tobey Maguires and this, the biggest games in the world, there's bookmakers in all those games. They know so much about sharp guys, and oh my God, if a line moves, they throw you out. They're scared to death. But going back to what I'm saying, California people are probably shocked, full of bookmakers.
By the way, the what's common between Texas and California? No legalized sports betting. I should point that out. But the California now, the Prop 27, they pulled the funding.
Okay.
Like it has no chance of getting through.
Yeah, it's like zero chance. Huh?
Joe Pita was telling us this yesterday.
It's I didn't know the funding was pulled.
According to him, he pulled the funding on these.
Yeah, I heard it was dead anyway.
The exit polls are saying that those who didn't see ads are 50-50, but those who saw ads are so repelled by them that they were massively against 27. There's also 26, but 27 was the one... that would have had a bigger impact.
So where does it go then? 2024? Does it get pushed to? Maybe someone on Twitter will answer.
Someone will tell you it'd be even way out further than that. I don't know. Not smart enough to know what the answer to that is. More with the crack man on the other side.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The NASCAR playoffs are in full swing, and it's time to see all your favorite drivers in fabulous Las Vegas. South Point 400s this weekend, October 14th through 16th at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. VSiN's own Brent Musburger will be the grand marshal of the race, and he'll also broadcast from the track Sunday morning on Brent Musburger's Countdown to Kickoff. Before the action on the track, come down to the South Point Hotel and Casino on Thursday, October 13th. That is today. To see the Budweiser Clydesdales and meet Mark Martin in his inaugural Las Vegas 400 winning car. Also special appearances by Brendan Gaughan and Las Vegas native Noah Gragson. The South Point also has room and ticket packages available. For more information, head to southpointcasino.com. You going to stick around for the Clydesdales today, man?
What's happening? Tell me. Like the Budweiser Clydesdales?
Yeah, they're here. They're going to be here.
Oh, like out front?
Yeah.
It means at some point today I'll be walking around this casino and almost run into a massive horse. It happens almost every year.
Oh, cool. What time is that going to be?
Wait, the horse comes in the casino?
Oh, yeah, they have them in the casino.
Get out.
Yeah, the last time I saw them, these Clydesdales were in this casino.
Wow. That would be a little frightening, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Last year I was walking around.
They are large.
I think I was walking around texting or something. I just ran into one.
What time are they going to be? Do you guys know?
I don't know. Kelly's going to be riding one later. I'm going to pay Kelly to get on one of these things.
Now, why are they here? What the reason?
South Point 400.
Because of the big race?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
You a NASCAR guy? You ever bet on NASCAR?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Years ago, for sure. Still, we've had once in a while, we get some good NASCAR information.
Mm-hmm.
But not like years ago. Years ago, boy, I tell you, it was so good when you had the pits. The pit crews were just so much better. Now the cars have to be more equal. But years ago, it was we had a guy that was taking times on hot tires, which was an edge compared to the lap times you get on the BS NASCAR.com. There was some really good stuff. Made a lot of money in NASCAR, a decade ago.
What would you say is the most obscure thing that you consistently made money on in the past?
Obscure. I don't know. I to think offhand, like I would think this is going to be a common sense one though. Definitely obscure, but made six figures each year on the drafts. I mean, the drafts were stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, I just hope they have it again next year.
So this is the thing, right? You know? That's the follow-up question.
Avello said he's going to.
Avello will for DraftKings.
That's what he said.
Yeah. We have some others who have said that they're done.
I know it was much harder this year to get down than it was last year at certain sports books.
Yeah.
Here in town.
They waited till the last 48 hours, right? Like, some had them up for 48 hours.
Didn't they
hours.
Pull them down 24 hours here?
Yeah.
Before time?
Well, so, yeah, they have to pull them down 24 hours in advance.
That's the law for gaming.
That's gaming. which makes, you know, no sense whatsoever.
But you're right, Gil. It was like they gave us like 48 hours to bet them. That was about it.
And they wanted you to know that they did it for 48 hours. Look at us. Look what we did.
Yeah.
Draft props up.
Look at us.
And yeah, Johnny did say that, though. Johnny was like, I don't care. I'm going to keep posting them.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to keep posting them over there.
Because you have to recognize in any business, right? There's a reason why there's an expression called lost leaders. Like, it's okay long term if you lose on something else for the greater good of your business.
Right.
But, you know, sportsbooks don't look at it that way sometimes.
I know something I want to talk about.
Please.
This is so spontaneous.
Is that right?
Just looking at these screens around here made me think of it.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk about the American Music Awards? That's what's on there right now.
No.
What was it?
I'm sick and tired of, I'm really getting sick of it. The bad information all over Twitter and not only Twitter, Instagram. I really don't do Instagram too much, but I'm just sick of these videos, man, that I'm seeing where people give out picks and selections and they have no idea. There's nothing statistical, analytical. There's nothing at all behind them. A lot of times there's none of their, you know, they don't bet the games. I'm just sick of it.
I saw a few this week that were a little.
It's just bothering me. It's getting worse. But let me tell you something. I was talking to someone yesterday that's very, very knowledgeable in the business. I think those sponsorships, those hires are going away. I think there's going to be less and less than that of paying certain people. I think there's going to be less of it.
Why do you think there's going to be less of it?
I just think the jig's up. The jig's up. People are starting to realize when they follow someone and they go, and this is male and female, by the way. People just automatically think female. That's what they think. When male and female, when you follow their plays and track them historically, and you see that none of them win.
Right. But here's the counter to that. I would hope in a perfect world you're right, right? But is it just the nature of things that they're always making more, right? And I'm talking about a new generation will come up, right? 16-year-olds become 17-year-olds, whatever year it is that you are drawn to betting. Is it, because you're right, someone who loses with that person will recognize, oh, look, I'm losing, so I'm out of here, this person, right? But if they're just always making more, right, Doritos, they're still making more, you know, it's whatever the company was that had that as their slogan, that this will never end, right? The cycle will never end.
Interesting.
And so for us to sit here, right, we're super, super close to the sun.
Yeah.
It's true. Why, like,
you're right.
Certain things in life, you have to pick your battles, I guess, is what I'm saying. And certain things, the tide is too large for you to combat.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, listen, there's always going to be people who fall for this. And to the extent, listen, we have certainly done our job on this show and on this network, certainly on this show, talking about, hey, this sportsbook's doing that and this sportsbook's doing that. We do the best we can. Can we save the world? We can't.
Right.
We try.
Right.
Try to save as many as we can, but we can't, right, save the world. Because I just feel like, because what you're talking about is some people are always going to be more P.T. Barnum than we are.
Yes.
I'm just talking about we, but some people are always going to be more P.T. Barnum than others. Some people are always going to be more attractive than others. And some people are always going to have that draw to certain people. And, Bill, you and I are not for everybody.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
They'll prefer to go there.
No. You're right.
Sorry. I didn't mean to kill your whole thing. I didn't mean
No, it was the other side of it. It's the other side of the spectrum of it.
And
I absolutely understand it. If someone's – at first I said if someone's working for a company, if a sportsbook's paying somebody to represent them, whether it be a female or male, it's mostly females, they're there to for a reason, and they're there to talk nice about things and come off, and it's a pleasantry on the eyes compared to listening to maybe a certain person or something. But when you get into that pick segment thing, it's just so tough. I wish they wouldn't make them make picks. But going back to what I was saying, I used to think if someone's working for a sports book, obviously they're not a winning person. Well, until someone hired me, and I said, wow, why would they hire me? Because I actually got. And this year, again, I have a couple opportunities.
Yeah.
And why would they hire me? Well, the place that did hire me hired me because they wanted me to teach different betting methods and betting techniques. Now, that shows me this square base. The fan is so square-based. The fan's base is so square. That's what I meant to say. People don't listen. In the end, I've been telling Jimmy Prop this for years. In the end, Jim, They don't listen anyway. They're going to do what they want to do anyway.
Oh, right. Jimmy the
it doesn't
guy.
Matter. And I think that some of the sports books realize that they're going to do what they want anyway. So at least they get a crack at my 41,000 followers or whatever it may be. You know, I'm thinking that's their logic behind it, because why would they hire someone like me, a winning sports bettor? And there's a couple of us out there. But I kind of understand it a little bit more. All I'm saying is pick your spots, guys. Know who you're following. Don't write me a DM or on Twitter and say, this person killed me. Oh, my God. You know, I want to know what they did long term. I don't know what they did recently. I put a tweet up the other day on my Twitter, how I'm doing this season. I don't like to do that. It's only 5 weeks. People do it with 5 days. Oh, last 5 days, I'm 7-0.
Oh, of course.
So that's how they sell themselves. I don't do that. I'm not going to give you I'm 5-0 in the last 3 days.
They have figured out, right? They have figured out that however the human brain is wired,
right,
that is more easily latched onto by the average person. The average person doesn't want to hear that you went 58%.
Yes.
That's not that good.
That's not that good.
Over to, no, that's
what they think.
That's what they're thinking.
I know.
Right? That's what they're thinking.
No, definitely. I could do that.
You know, I could do that. That's nothing.
6-4?
By the way, what's more harmful, do you think? So the people you're talking about who find their niche and a certain group of people are drawn to them, or the notion that mainstream media, after legalization, immediately grabbed onto sports betting in a way that they were instantly expert, is basically what they're giving off.
Sure.
What's more damaging?
The latter. I mean, I've been doing this thing and writing articles for sportsbook sites before it was fashionable. You know, literally back in the 90s I started. So, and I did my first radio show in 2001. It was a big show here in town, Larry Grossman. It was the only sports betting show out there. There was one. You can bet on it, Larry Grossman. I have no idea where he went. That stuff was like, oh, my God. He's talking about sports betting. You can only do that. Thank God you're in Las Vegas. Len Banker and I used to do it every Friday together. And thank God you're only talking about that there. Can't talk about that outside of Nevada.
Bill, they just flipped a legacy station in San Francisco, a legacy news station up there, into all gambling. By the way, they don't even know if it's going to be legalized.
Oh, right.
They flipped it to 24-hour gambling. By the way, it's like, you know, a bastardization of it in some cases. But think about it. When I was in San Francisco 6 years ago, and I was like, yeah, I want to do a sports betting show. They wouldn't even return my phone
calls.
No
way. Yeah.
And now a legacy station, that's how the world has turned.
Amazing. So accepted now that it's actually to the extreme of acceptance, where I think there needs to be some more responsible gambling. And we might talk about that after the break.
Yes. Here. Imagine that we're the ones who are pushing that more than
anybody.
Imagine
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Bill Krakenberger, ladies and gentlemen, at Bill Krakman with a K on Twitter. The name of the podcast is Wise Cracks with Bill Krakenberger and John Orlando. More unscripted on the other side. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Basketball season's ready to tip off, and now's the time to grab your VSiN Pro Basketball Betting Guide. With season prep on all 30 teams, our hoops experts, including Jonathan Von Tobel, provide strategy and advice as well as predictions for conference winners, win totals, playoff teams, and player awards. We also have 5 betting tips for beginning NBA bettors. Give yourself an edge this NBA season and get the VSiN NBA Betting Guide by becoming a VSiN Pro subscriber. Sign up now for just $99 and get access to everything we do all the way through the Super Bowl. Sign up today at VSiN.com/subscribe. It's Gil Alexander. We get tweets at Beating the Book. This is from, let's see here. Jesse Welch. He said, with the Nyheim Hines props last week, DraftKings actually gave out free bets for the amounts you put on his props. Wasn't expecting that the next day, but was very happy to find out. Good on you, DK. That from Jesse Welch. This is from Dukes in the PNW. He said, hey, Gil, I understand it's still early in the season, but with Crackman having more insight than most on the jersey books, how much exposure do they have to the square better holding Eagles futures tickets? I don't know the number.
I would think a lot.
I would think it's massive.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah, but
massive.
But you know, even though it looked great when Dak went down, not the lock bet. Now the Giants are in the mix, which I think they're going to fall out. But they'll probably lose money if the Eagles win the Super Bowl.
That I would imagine. Yeah. We'll have to ask Johnny specifically about
that
draft.
That type of bet, I mean. That type of bet.
Taco T-Bone at Vegas T-Bone. You always know it's a Thursday when Bill Krakenberger is keeping it real on 950 AM radio in Denver. I'm trying to visualize a guy calling to get the line, calling a guy at a candy store with wife beater and cigar. Great stuff, guys. those were the days, man. Like, I remember my local in San Francisco. Yeah.
if we'd lose, we'd pay him. And then I remember one time I was can't wait to get paid. And he was like, hey, can I get an extension? I'm like, no.
Wow.
He had one of those.
Wait, hold it.
He asked me for an extension.
That's the opposite of what's supposed to be.
I was like, no, dude.
Wow.
Sorry.
Did you guys, this is a New York thing, I think. Yeah. People on Twitter will answer us this. I don't know if New York was the only place in the country, New York or New Jersey, where the week ended on a Monday. Did that happen with you guys? Monday night was the bailout game. So it literally went from Tuesday to Monday.
I think that was the case. Oh, yeah.
The local guys would let you try to get out with the Monday night game. It would force you to make a bet on the Monday night game.
Yeah.
Put people on hot.
That was how my local used to do it. Yeah, the week ended on Monday.
Oh, all right, so yeah, it wasn't just that. Yeah, not that I was just thinking it was that, but that was the old days. I hate that, by the way. I like regular week, Monday to Sunday.
Sean Higgs, yes, crack, mid-90s, calling into the 718 numbers. He said 40 times or 60 times or eventually moving to 100 times.
100 times is $500.
But I had the daily news lines.
Wow. Bet with the paper.
Back in the day. Remember, they had latest lines. It was about the size of, it was like an inch. An inch long in your local paper, Washington Post sports section, latest lines. That's it. It was the only reference to gambling ever.
I know someone in this town that lives here and that has made a ridiculous amount of money in his lifetime just supplying lines 30 years ago, 40 years ago to the newspaper. They were supplying lines and it's amazing the money that they made. They were the only line. Newspaper. They supplied all the newspapers in the country with the line. And literally, he couldn't win betting sports. He knows nothing about it. He doesn't even really know much about sports betting, but that was the gaffe there. He made a ton of money.
Newspapers couldn't find him any other way.
Couldn't find him any other way. These guys were the official guys, you know? But by the way, Roxy was was in the business. He knew the pulse of sports betting.
Yeah.
I trust his numbers, you know, before I trust this other guy's numbers. So, anyway,
the great Roxy Roxborough, founder, Las Vegas sports.
I think he's here. I think they're you know the IG.
G2E. Did you do anything with G2E?
No, I have in the past. I've spoken at it, but I didn't even go over there this trip. There's a lot of people in town.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that think there's somebody too in town. That's the big thing.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
No, I'm just saying. A lot of people think they're more than they are.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not jealous or envious. It's almost like the people that are on these shows giving out games and on these networks and are sponsored by sports books giving out games. They think they're someone until they get exposed for who they are too, you know. I'm not picking on anyone individual. They know who they are.
No, it's just a, or do they? Or do they? Yeah, no, it's a very, No, it's just your macro response to what you see out there. And I think it's valid to bring it up once in a while where it's because we don't make it. I mean, look, we don't talk about it every week.
Never. I have no real enemies either. I mean,
right.
They might not like us, but I don't dislike anybody. I mean,
did you with something like G2E, do you think the industry gets advanced with conferences like that generally?
Sure. You find out new products and new things in the industry, I think.
Have you been using betting exchanges in New Jersey?
When I go back there, I have ventured a little bit there.
How's that working out?
Good.
For
it's definitely.
Because we had
it's the way to go for a professional, without a doubt.
We had the Profit Exchange co-founder and CEO in here yesterday with Joe Pita. We were talking about that specific. Yep. But there's more than one exchange there.
No, there is.
And it's just, again, it's a. Again, when you lose less. When you win, you win more.
Yeah, that's a great
That's all
saying.
You need to know.
It's a great saying. But, like I said, it's great for the professional. It's fantastic for Joe Public. But Joe Public, they're not getting that little bonus probably. So they're not really, you know, and they're not getting those big names. The FanDuel, the DraftKings, the BetMGM. They're not hearing those big names. You know, this was approved by New Jersey gaming.
Will be in other states.
Be in other states. Yeah. This you know, and listen, it's not my fault or anyone else's fault if you have an allergy to money. You should be playing. You should definitely have money at the exchanges. Definitely.
You should, but then here's the follow-up question: what if I asked you, give me an over-under percentage, like of the entire betting handle of a state,
right?
Of a state in this nation. Just want to be clear: of a state. What percentage at its peak will end up in exchanges?
It's very small.
Very small in the end, you think.
But it's very foolish.
Here's the thing, though. I'm telling like you. Live people, betting. People I remember I sat with Andrew Giroud. Andrew Giroud was the developer of the Midas algorithm over at Cantor Gaming. Yep. I sat with him at the M in like 2010. Right. And he's from the UK. He was a derivatives trader in the UK. And he was talking about how, you know, 51% of British handle was live betting at the time. And he said, oh, it'll happen in this country. I was like, how long? He says, oh, you know, 2 or 3 years. Now, he was right and he was wrong. He was wrong about the timeline because he underestimated the American betting public's willingness to change.
Sure.
Right? Like it's taken over a decade and it's absolutely kind of perfect. There now.
Yep.
Exchanges might take a while too, right? It might take long, but I don't know. I have a little more hope for it.
Yeah, no, I'm not that I'm not hopeful for it. I actually do hope. They're pretty much seeded too. There's a market.
Well,
there.
So that was the thing. People didn't think they would have seeding.
Sure.
They do now.
Sure.
Yeah. So it's interesting that it is at least in the short term. You know, again.
Let me read a text. Can I read a text?
Please. We get tweets, we get texts.
Sports betting may be the only industry in the world where people call themselves professionals that simply are not.
Mm-hmm.
If someone says they're a professional basketball player but actually plays in a local church league, what would you say? If someone said they were a professional pilot but never went to flight school, would you get on their plane? Of course not. Similarly, you shouldn't take betting advice from someone who doesn't wager for a living.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, and so...
I mean, so that's just so spot on.
So our definition of professional, right? If you call someone professional, we have usually landed on, and I'm not sure if I completely agree with this definition or not, but we've usually landed on they derive all of their income from betting on sports. Now, neither you or I do that anymore.
No.
Right. So I don't refer to myself that way. So I don't know. I think they're, you know, it's a pretty stringent, because if we've had this question before. If I asked you about, in the state of Nevada, what's the over-under on the number of people who, by that definition, derive all of their income from betting on sports?
Yeah.
What's the over-under on the number of people? Truly. Mm-hmm. And remember, we had this discussion before. Yeah. And
not be on the radar. It might be a blip.
It's a blip.
I mean, yeah.
It's a blip.
Yeah. Yeah. But I still, just to let you know, I actually still, the bulk of my income, still declared, because I file an extension, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. So my extension was due. Literally, we're doing it this week. Literally, the bulk of my income, believe it or not, still comes from those, from sports betting win. From winning it, especially this year, from winning in certain casinos, especially the ones in Jersey. The ones in Jersey, I swear, I'm looking for my accountant that sent me this thing. He sent me it just like 2 days ago. The ones in Jersey, it's unbelievable. Listen, let's say I bet a round robin. Mm-hmm. Let's say, now, by the way, I don't recommend people doing that. But if I know a line's going to move, so if I'm betting three games that are all -1, and now by game time, they're all going to be -3. Absolutely, I'll bet them in a round robin. Absolutely. I have the edge over the bookmaker. So I have done that these first few weeks, and I did it last year. And by doing that, somehow I got generated a tax form from every ticket. If I want to cash it in, even if I want 3 out of 4 or not 4 out of 4, I have to pay tax on that ticket. I go to the window and they say, oh, even though you put $600 into this, you're only getting $1,300 back. You have to fill out a tax form. So I'm getting these, and I can't believe the amount. When my accountant sent me the amount, I can't believe the amount. It's sick.
Specifically because they're round robins?
I guess so. So there is. So anyway, I am paying tax on the bulk of my is gambling wins. So.
Bill Krakenberger pays his taxes. It's our takeaway. It's your pro tip of the hour. Coming back, more with the Crackman Unscripted. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashing the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets. It's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resorts located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program, including exclusive offers and incredible experiences and valuable perks when you wager with BetMGM. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to take advantage of BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Once again, after the show, the Megapod, the Beating the Book Megapod, with a special guest Las Vegas Chris today. We always have Todd Wishnev on the show, Jeff Parles, and myself, and then a rotating guest today, the great Las Vegas Chris, who has won multiple handicapping contests, football handicapping contests here in Las Vegas through the years. He's the rotating guest this week. And again, the podcast schedule here with the show, Monday's Guessing Lines and Thursday's Megapod on the Beating the Book feed, a numbers game Tuesday through Friday on a numbers game feed. Kelly, we don't promote the numbers game feed enough, do we? Probably should.
No, we don't, I guess.
In case you missed anything on this show. By the way, in case you missed anything on the network, all available in podcast form. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Michael Burns, pro tip of the year, pay your taxes. Who would have known? There you go. Just wanted to point that out. You're welcome, Michael Burns. Let's see. Oh, Alan Mitchell has a question. He said, Gil, you and Bill, have you ever accidentally bet the wrong side and didn't realize till the event had started? Thanks. Great show.
Yes.
Yes. What would you say your lifetime percentage is on getting those right or getting those wrong?
You always think in your head that you're more wrong than right.
Right.
But I absolutely have been more wrong than right. Yes. Like you think it's you never win those. And thank God it hasn't happened in a couple of years. But especially when I was in my younger years, wow, my God, it's amazing how many times that happened. Just, you know, you're clicking sites, you're clicking, because I'm betting all different sites. It's not enough just to get down one site. And how many times that has happened to me is ridiculous.
You know what happens to me more often now than that? And this is just, I don't know if it's getting older or whatever it is. I will be on the precipice. I'll have the bet in the little bet slip.
Yep.
And before I send it, I'll get distracted and I'll look at something else. And then I'll asleep or something and I'll think I have the bet and I actually don't have a bet at all.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's only happened to me when I was rushed with a lot of bets. And, yeah.
I mean, it's happened to me.
That happens to me fairly often, Gil. It's like the put it in the bet slip. Yes. Then I shop around for like another book. And then I get distracted by something online. I'm like, wait, what was I going to do something? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that live bet on the NBA game I completely forgot about. Jeez.
Oh, look, Malika's on. Let me watch this. No, it's amazing how that's much more regular for me than putting in the wrong bet. That I don't do as much.
Right.
By the way, also, I don't know why this triggers this, because it's a different thing. But for those people, because this came up a few weeks ago, someone tweeted me that they made a bet that was clearly a mistake by a book. And they were like, oh, or, you know, I don't know what they said, like, you know, what do you think? Do you think I'll get paid on this? And I said to them, I go, no, you won't. And the bigger lesson is you shouldn't do that, because there's only a downside for you there. Like, especially if it's offshore, like if you do that one too many times, you're donezo.
Right.
So that's again, for new bettors, that's sort of something to keep in mind. If a book has made a clear mistake, let's say they put a plus instead of a minus in front of something. Let's say they add a zero or two to something. You're taking a shot, and they're not dumb. They know you're taking a shot. The risk reward there is not good. Don't do that, you know. For that, I don't know if you've ever seen that happen, or people on Twitter saying, "Look what I did. You think I'll get paid?" I was like, "Well, no, and don't do it again."
Listen, you can't take shots at sports books, especially if you have a relationship with that sports book. You think you're going to come here to the South Point and bet, you know, Tampa Bay plus +7 when they're -7 by accident? They put something up for a hair of a second, and you think you're going to now? Listen, there's gaming laws. You write a ticket, you have to pay the ticket. But do you think you're going to ever bet again? You think you're not going to get barred from this from anywhere, you know? Now, that's not to say, like, places like Stations, they just have bad odds up, what they think is bad odds. They'll have 90-1 on something that's, you know, that's 50-1 somewhere.
Yeah, sometimes it's just a bad
number.
So
they think automatically that since they have 90-1, They'll you know, they think, oh my God, we have this 50-1 everywhere. We had 90-1 still. We didn't move it when we should have. They'll run after you out the door and say, hey, we need that ticket back, or you're not allowed to bet with us anymore. They're wrong. Absolutely wrong. A place like that, I may take a shot at. Listen, I'll take a shot at you if you've been bad to me and bad to others.
Well,
and not that I haven't done it in years, but I'd have no problem betting something that's out of whack at your book if you have done the wrong thing consistently over the years, especially with the antiques that run that joint. Okay. Sorry,
anytime you're
going to get me going.
Anytime you use the
last
word
5
antiques,
minutes.
I laugh. I'm not laughing at anyone, but the word antiques always cracks me up. The thing about that that circumstance, though, is even gaming wouldn't support them on that. You're not allowed to do that.
Correct.
So they know better.
Yeah.
So they're
interesting.
They're willfully, right?
Running out the door multiple
running
times.
Out the door.
It happened to Alan Boston. It happened to me. It happened to, the run out. Interesting. I didn't think of that point. Yeah. Very good.
Oh, they know better. Trust me on that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
the Bold Ghost does that too.
The Bold Ghost?
Remember? Rhymes with Bold Ghost last week? Okay. Yes. We don't want to name anyone.
Let me see. Who's that rhyme with?
The Ghost Properties.
The Bold Ghost.
Anyway.
No. So you have to, the lesson. This is for, obviously, a lot of listeners to the show who are aware of all these things. But for those who land, are newer to the show, these are all the little things you have to, what's within your rights and what's probably you overextending yourself, getting ahead of your skis on some stuff. And that's right. For some of these books, the lines are just, they put up a bad number.
Yeah.
It's not like they made a mistake. There's a difference between a mistake and a bad number, if I can make that distinction, right? A mistake is they've added two extra zeros.
Absolutely.
They put a plus instead of a minus. But if there's a bad number, again, 90-1 versus 30-1 or whatever it is, that's a different story.
Right.
So anyway, that's just
Evan Klein said something. Bill Crackman, he wrote to you too. A lot of fantasy gurus are now pro bettors overnight. There is fantasy people have tried to cross over, and there's a lot more people out there. This is a generalized statement, though. So many more people think they're a winning sports bettor than they are. It keeps them coming back every week, and they really should test their results. I shouldn't say write down all their results, but it's a back-tested method. But you should actually keep charts, keep a spreadsheet of how you do every week at what you do, too. By the way, you can think you're better betting NFL games, but really you're doing great on proposition bets. So you think you're overall a better sports bettor. You should keep track of it. You should actually look at what you're doing, what's your ROI on each particular sport or fantasy, whatever it may be, and concentrate more on that and get rid of the ones that you're not beating or you're only beating minusculely. Put more time into stuff that you have a bigger ROI.
Yeah, and let's make this point too, because I don't think this point is made enough. What you are good at, and maybe you're even good at for an extended period of time, maybe even for a few years, nothing is static. We don't emphasize enough that nothing stands still. Books adjust, your edge lessons meaning LESSENS, it abates. And when you're, there might have been I'll just use me as an example. There was a period where baseball was great. Well, guess what? Baseball, not anymore.
Right.
Although this last stretch has been wonderful. And so I've learned to sort of compartmentalize when I bet baseball.
Right.
Right? Because I know I'm not going to beat this long-term over the course of the year the way that starting pitchers are handled now. So I bet baseball in a different way. I can find it towards the end of the season, towards the postseason. Tennis, the edge will not last forever, right? You will have to evolve. And you will have to figure out what works for you in the NFL, what doesn't. Nothing is the same forever.
Things change.
We don't make that point.
You're shocked at a lot of it, probably. Seinfeld ended.
Right.
And things don't change. Sopranos ended. And now you cross over to sports betting. The edge on certain things. NASCAR used to be a 10% literally return. NASCAR ended. Things end.
By the way, we just had not only Las Vegas Chris jump in studio, but the great Jimmy Vaccaro has walked in the studio as well. So, hey, Jimmy off there. Let's do our, before we get out of here, we got to give our pro tip of the hour. We want to do that as well. This is actually from last hour, but we wanted to reemphasize this. Keep an eye out when we're watching the Major League Baseball playoffs. Keep an eye out for futures markets still left up while games are in progress. Now, this happens more regularly than it ever did before. It used to be, and never was it still up during games. As Kelly said earlier, maybe the regular season is left up, but during the postseason, So again, last night when the Braves went up 3-0, I didn't think I was going to make any more Braves World Series bets, but they went up 3-0 late yesterday. I was like, the Braves are 8-1 over here. I'll bet that again. So I did. Doesn't mean that it'll get home in the end, but you got to look for these opportunities. During the MLB playoffs, during any sports playoffs going on, there can be great value on some futures that are still left up on the board. That's your pro tip of the hour. And as always, we have 20 a day. I've done the mathematics for everybody on that. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show. They're all available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. Thank you, Bill, as always. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Bill Krakenberger, everybody. At Bill Crackman with a K. And, of course, Wisecracks, the name of the podcast. The Lombardi Line is next. I'm going to go do the Megapod here with special guest Las Vegas Chris. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.